There's both bad and good news from the Federal Trade Commission's Monica Vaca.
Starting in the first quarter of 2020 and then into the second quarter of 2020, we saw a pretty dramatic uptick in the number of complaints that we were getting about text messages, mobile text messages. So that is very significant. One thing we noticed as well is that we were getting fewer complaints about unwanted calls.
There are plenty of legitimate businesses that use robo-texting because it's cheap, easy, and legal. They get your cell number in a variety of ways, including social media sites that sell it, automatic dialing services that call every number, including those not listed, you've handed it over in the form of a contest entry or rewards program, or you've called an 800 number. President Trump's campaign was recently blocked by a company that monitors spam texts for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The campaign sent 1 million texts. At issue is whether they were from an automatic dialing service or from an army of volunteers blasting out text. The FCC is investigating. Cybersecurity consultant for Intrust IT Dave Hatter says the rules are confusing.
I'm looking at the FCC's website as we speak. They have a specific page, FCC rules for political robocalls and robotexts. So, you know, I think a lot of people know there's a do not call registry. You can put your number on it. And while that will stop legitimate companies from pestering you with these robocalls and robotexts, it's not going to stop the illegitimate companies and certainly not going to stop the scammers and fraudsters. They don't care about that sort of thing. Again, there's this weird set of rules for politicians. And if you look at this page on the FCC website, it basically says, as a politician, anything that's campaign related, you know, has to have the disclosures and that kind of stuff. It has to identify who they are. But they can essentially send you all the text they want as long as they're not using what is defined in here as auto dial, which would be the more robotic, bot-oriented, software-driven kinds of, you know, mass-scale texting.
Hatter says it's difficult to tell for you as the recipient if the texts are from an auto dialer or a person. You can report spam texts to the FTC.
Well, certainly anything that is false would get them into trouble. Deceptive text messaging, especially if they're trying to sell something to you, you know, that is fraud.
The latest data from the FTC's website shows unwanted text messaging is in the top five complaints in Ohio and Kentucky. Once it receives a report from ftc.gov/complaint, the government agency puts it into a huge database that is shared with 3,000 law enforcement agencies. Vaca says there have been a lot of COVID-19 associated complaints.
For instance, those offers to work from home, offers for treatments, cures, kits, prevention kits for COVID-19, government imposters. So we are definitely seeing that. Offers to, you know, click on a link to check the status of your stimulus payment or something like that.
Both Vaca and Hatter recommend not clicking on links. Hatter also warns of companies like SMSgang.com, which he says are designed to send spoof texts.
So I could go in here, put your cell phone number in, put in anything I want for a cell phone number. So if I happen to know someone's legitimate, if I happen to know President Trump's cell phone number, if I happen to know Vice President Biden's cell phone number, I could put it in and it would look to you like you just got a text from Vice President Biden. Because it's very simple. Just like it's very simple to spoof an email address, it's very simple to spoof a phone number, whether it's for a call or a text.
So what can you do to avoid these unwanted texts? Hatter doesn't like the idea of getting an app to block them because he says often the apps themselves send spam. He suggests checking with your carrier to find ways to block senders through your phone.
You're only going to see this increase despite the fact that there are laws on the books that theoretically block this. And the laws, there's a lot of gray areas, and it's weird trying to understand what the rules really are.
Information on our website at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.